We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Karen Hibbard, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, about tourism and everything going on here in the area. I know one thing that's been kind of hurt a little bit here this month is the flooding has kind of dampened everything here, including the relocation of Country Stampede.
Absolutely, and truly June has always been in our office, and I believe by the entire community. June is marked by Country Stampede is here in our community. We bring in visitors that come and they spend money and they enjoy the festival at Tuttle Creek State Park. Well, obviously, that difficult decision was made a couple of weeks ago that due to the park being closed and the potential of the really devastating flooding, Stampede had to be moved over to Heartland Park. So what does that mean for our community? Well, that means about an $8 million impact goes away because Stampede is now, for this year, will be in Topeka. That affects us in many, many ways. Many times the attendee of Stampede, we've talked about that, shoulder to shoulder as they are out in the campgrounds, or if they brought in their RV, or if they have stayed in our hotels and they're at the festival and they go, I wonder what this festival, when the festival isn't here, what does the community look like? And so it encourages people to come back to experience Manhattan when it's not quite so busy. Well, not only has, with Stampede not being here this year, the flooding or the potential of flooding or high water affects us greatly. I wanted to talk just a little bit about what that means for Tuttle Creek. We've had campsites that have been closed, not available for that outdoor enthusiast. Someone, like you had said, with your family, enjoying looking at those night stars, whether you're a fisherman, a camperman, just need some time for your own. When you have few campsites in which to be able to have to enjoy, it affects us, right? So at this point, there are about 42% of the utility campsites that are back open. Soon there will be about a little over 70% of those. So, and that's about normal. If we can get about 70% of those campsites back up and going, that's about normal for this time of the year for Tuttle Creek. Depending on what the lake does, depending on what, if we have more rain, an abundance of rain, if it becomes normal again, soon we should be back to about 90% of those campsites being available for folks. Certainly, you can still go out to Tuttle Creek and you can do those day activities such as disc golf or archery. Soon, the kayak rentals will be back open so that people can enjoy. But again, we really encourage you to pay attention to the water levels. We're not out of danger yet, but those activities that would draw you to Tuttle Creek, those have been dampened. That has a huge effect on us. The cabins that were in the River Pond area, those had to be moved in anticipation of high water. Those have been closed. There are the cabins that are in the Cedar Ridge area. Those are available, but those cabins that were in the River Pond area are not available, not back online. So as far as a substantial or a financial loss, this is a huge loss to us as a community, not just with Country Stampede, but with the activities of being able to have people come to our community to get away from it, and get away from the hecticness. You know, we all have jobs that are stressful, and it's important that we take advantage of a vacation, time to regroup, rethink, get recharged. And many times we think of that of being outdoors. And so that substantial loss that we have had, it affects not only our grocery stores, it affects our retail, it affects so many of those aspects that you think about that you would need in order to go camping, in order for that weekend away. Maybe you're not one that enjoys a sleeping bag or a tent, but maybe your idea is being in a hotel with a shower. And so it just affects us all when we think about what the impact of an abundance of rain has meant to this community as far as summertime activities is concerned.
And you know, Tuttle Creek, one of the larger lakes in the state here, that's got to be one of the biggest draws here in the summertime.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, when I talked with Todd Levin and the lake officials, you know, there have been numerous small activities that have been canceled due to that high water. And so certainly we take that when you've been given a lemon, you make lemonade. And so we take that as an opportunity to improve or replace things that maybe it was time for those things to be improved upon. So we welcome visitors to come back when it is safe for them to be here.
All right, let's go to the phone line. We have a caller waiting on the line. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. Are you talking about the things happening around there not happening and the stampede not being here? We used to get a thing one time, a staycation. If we get everybody kind of staying around there, we've got a lot of nice hotels, a lot of activities around here. Fort Riley's is way, way down, as we all know, and people stay around there and spend their money at home and stay right back in the community and turn over, and everybody would be a lot happier. And if we would have that convention that you have in Kansas City that's been there since 2000, and keep that money here, we've got the nicest conference center in the whole area. Stay home. Take the cell phones away from them. If they want to go to the conference, go. If not, don't go. But that money can stay right here, and we need it. And it's your conference, I would think. As hard as you try to get people to come in there, we'd keep that one here. I will listen for your comment, and you're doing a great, great job.
Thank you, caller. I appreciate that call. And boy, that was a good segue for what does come into Manhattan. And certainly, it is always good to be a visitor in your own town and to do a staycation here. If you've not had the opportunity as a local to take advantage of an overnight stay in one of our hotels, that's a fun thing to do, just to be able to say, boy, I could be a visitor right here in my town, choose the hotel or your lodging that you want for a weekend or midweek and stay. But I wanted to just to share, I always bring a lot of numbers and never have enough time to share that with Brandon. Brandon always looks at all my papers and goes, oh, we need more time. I can tell you how our visitors have been during the month of May. And we had a strong May with a lot of activities, but you know, typically we think, well, it's K-State graduation, and that means that we're really busy that week. That was the third week of May. For our average occupancy during that week of May, our average occupancy that week was 66.5%. Certainly that Saturday of graduation, we were at 94% occupancy, which is to be expected. There's a lot of people that come in to celebrate the success of their students. But I just wanted to give you a quick rundown of what met here in May and then who is meeting here in June and July. In May, we hosted the Knights of Columbus. We also hosted the Farm Bureau Financial Services. It was a multi-state meeting that was held here. American Heroes Motorcycle Riders came to town, Kansas Laboratory Education Association. There was a lot of different reasons that people chose Manhattan to meet in. We also had the Bill Snyder Half Marathon that was here the fourth weekend. And certainly, not to take for granted, we're grateful for Kansas State University and the agricultural commitment that we have. We hosted the FFA convention, which brings a lot of students and a lot of potential folks into town. When we look at what is coming on in July, we've got two national conferences that are coming in that will bring in anywhere from 300 to 400 people, respectively, for their conferences. In July, the 28th through the 3rd of August, we will be hosting the National Association of Farm Service and County Office Employees. This NASCO annual convention has been all over the United States. I just wanted to highlight some of the communities that they've been in. They've been in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Asheville, North Carolina, Corpus Christi, Texas, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Spokane, Washington. I think you'd agree with me. All of those are great places. But they'll be celebrating their 60th anniversary here in Manhattan the latter part of July. We also are going to be the host for the WAFA meeting, the 11th through the 16th of July, and that's the Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies. That represents 24 states and Canadian provinces. Great place. Manhattan's a great place to come visit and meet.
All right. Karen, We're out of time here, but I appreciate you highlighting all this stuff here for us, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
It's always a pleasure, Brandon. Thanks.
Thank you. Karen Hibbard, Convention and Visitors Bureau, City of Manhattan. That's going to do it here for In Focus. I'm Brandon Peoples.